Blog Talk Radio.
Our business, because it's the first month of the year,
We're almost out 1 month, so we have 11 months to make a difference in our lives and in our businesses and career. And as always, I'm committed to bringing the experts on every Wednesday to educate you, keep you inspired, help you to be empowered. And at the other spectrum, we are going to help you to reinvent and transform that goal that you have for yourself and also your plan. We're all here every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're also on Sundays at 7 p.m. and sometimes we go for hour and a half. Sometimes we go for 2 hours. So we're on twice a week, and sometimes if I have a guest, like the other day, I had someone who visited from Brazil, and I needed to have him on, so I scheduled a segment. So you never know. Just follow me on Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne. Connect with me on Facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne, / Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And of course, you want to be part of my mailing list and all the amazing things that we are doing and get first dibs in every promotion that I run, you need to visit DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Once you go there and to subscribe to our list right now, I think for the next 2 months, it's free subscription, but then it's going to be paid subscription after that. So if you want to get in, now is the time to do that. Again, that is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And we have free ebooks there for you. We have free DVDs to help you on your journey. You are always welcome to be part of the conversation. You may do so by calling 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And you do not need to wait for an invitation to call in. Call in, press the number 1, and then I will take your question. I want to welcome guest 789 to the show. So now, without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Mr. Radish Tedla. Mr. Tedla, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Daphne. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm doing wonderful here.
I tell you, I was so excited. I know you are such a busy man, and when you agreed to come on to invest in my listeners, I did not take it lightly, because listen to me, guys. You are about to hear from one of the world's greatest experts in the business space. This gentleman knows his stuff. You are going to be speaking with someone who travels globally to work with business owners. So, let me tell you, not because you're hearing him for free this morning, you're thinking that the value of what he's giving is not worth it. But I tell you, brace yourselves, because you're up for a bumpy ride. It's not going to be bumpy in a negative way, but it's going to be powerfully bumpy. So, I also have someone in from Florida. I think I know who this person is, but I'm going to come to you in a minute, and I want to just have Mr. Tedler just introduce himself briefly. I know you all read his bio, but it's always best to hear from the horse's mouth, as we say in Jamaica. So, Raj, would you take a few minutes, please, and introduce yourself?
Thank you very much, Daphne. As Daphne was talking about, my name is Rajesh Tedla, and people call me Raj. So just to give you a little bit of a background, pretty much I come from the engineering background. I have a bachelor's in mechanical engineering. And then I came to the U.S. in 1989 and got a master's in industrial engineering and then an MBA in strategy and finance. That is where my education background is. I have over 24 years of experience working with small, medium, and large companies. So I was with General Electric in their manufacturing, GE Lighting, GE Aircraft Engines, as well as GE Capital and Capital Markets. I worked with small manufacturing companies, small businesses, and for the past 5 years, I have been totally dedicated to working with small and medium businesses and help them to grow successfully.
There you know, are a one... lot of... Yes, go ahead, Raj.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to go back and say there is a lot of opportunity. For the right person who is open to listening and learning and executing on that learning.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I want to just interject here. Everything that you have said has opened the doors for the listeners, whether they are listening live or on archive, to understand the importance of reinventing when the need arises. Because listen on where you started and where you have your degrees, yet you have so... You have reinvented yourself, and now you are committing to helping others. So I just wanted to highlight that. Continue with what you're going to say.
So one of the advice I give to, because it looks like most of your listeners are business people, and that has been my passion. The last 5 years, I left the corporate world, and I'm working with small and medium businesses.
Yeah, but I don't want us to go in there yet, because we're going to lead in that. But you know what? You know how people are.
Yes.
And they're going to think it's easy for you. But you came from another country. You came to the U.S. You worked with some of the most powerful corporation in this country. Yet, you found a burning desire where you said, so much for the corporation. I gave them so much of my skills and talents. As I travel the world, I see small business people that need my help. And you step boldly into that space and you are making waves. So when you mention that there's lots of opportunity, I want people to understand that there is indeed lots of opportunity. Before I reply to that, I want to check in with this caller.
Sure.
Instead of having them hold on so long. So just hold on, please, Raj.
Sure.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 5238. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Maxine Hines, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hello, Mrs. Hines. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Wonderful, a wonderful. We are experiencing snow here in Connecticut. I know you don't want to hear this, and especially as someone who previously lived here. I don't know. We just started, so I wanted to acknowledge your call. I don't know if there's anything you want to say now before we get in, or you want to, me to come back to you later on.
You can come back to me. You can take, you know, try to get everybody in and then come back to me. That's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to mute you back.
Okay.
And Raj.
Yes.
Raj, I want to tell you something about the lady who is on the line. And I'm sure she's someone that you're going to hear in a lot from, because she's someone who is now in my new space. She is the founder of the Caribbean Chamber of Commerce. So she's another amazing woman that's making wave into the small business industry and everything like that. So I'm honored that she's taking time to come and hear you speak this morning. This is volume. So I want to go back.
Congratulations, Maxine. That was a huge achievement for you to start the Chamber of Commerce there.
Mm-hmm. And she's not hearing it. I mean, she's hearing it, but she won't be able to reply until I open her line back. I mute her. Yes.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to congratulate her, because that's a big, noble cause. And
yes.
That, I'm sure, is going to help a lot of people.
Oh, yes, it is. Because a lot of us, we don't understand about the importance of connecting to these different organizations. Because as I'm sure you're going to point out to people, you can't do it alone. You got to get to where the action is. You know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So continue. I had cut you off before. So continue, please, Raj.
So for all the listeners, to go back, and all the business entrepreneurs, the first few years will be the toughest one, like I had. I had a lot of education. I had a lot of corporate experience. And when I moved on to become an entrepreneur in 2008, March 1st, I thought and expected it. Yes.
Wow.
I thought it would be an easy transition. Trust me, it was not. In a corporation, in a big company, you have the support system of a lot of employees to work with. You got systems, you got processes, you got cash flow. Now, suddenly, when you start your own business, you got to look at everything. And then the first week comes, then you got to pay the bills and pay the employees if you have any.
And pay the mortgage.
Mortgage and everything else.
And
that was a huge transition. And that is where, like Daphne was saying, you need a support group. So I reached out to a few of my friends, networked with the new people, and I created a core group of about 12 people I work with. All of us are independent. Each one of us have our own businesses. But we started sharing best practices. We started sharing customer leads. We started sharing business opportunities. And that created a structure for my small company, which I had missing from the corporate world. In the corporate world, I had internally people. Now with this, dedicated people, that was a structure which really helped me.
And you know what? I'm excited about this, Raj, because I, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to confess to the people. When Roger and I, we've been friends for a number of years, and we had lost contact, and we reconnected, and we were kind of rehashing to see where we both were. And exactly what Roger is saying to you here now, he has designed a program that will allow every entrepreneur who is struggling out there, whether you're in America or anywhere in the world, he has designed a program that can help you to grow to the success, the magnitude of the success that he is now experiencing. Listen, if somebody has already done it, you don't need to go out there to reinvent the wheel. And Raj is going to be on today, and he's also going to be back on the 31st, I think. And the reason we're having him kind of back-to-back is because we are giving you just a taste of what this program is about. And we have a limited space because we are going to be offering it to people who are serious about building their business. We are going to let you know how you can become part of this phenomenal program. And we are going to let you know that after his presentation on the 31st. So jot things down so when you see the offer comes out, you will have enough information written down that you can make a prompt, educated decision. Because trust me, guys, you don't want when June comes, you're saying, oh, my God, I should have done it. So I just wanted people to know that so they will now listen with intent to what Raj is saying. So go ahead, Raj.
Thank you very much, Daphne. And to everybody else, the program which Daphne is talking about has been in the making for almost 12 years now. The first idea for the program came to me in 2001 when I was with GE and I was mentoring and coaching some of the small business, woman-owned business, and minority-owned businesses as part of my regular job with GE. And I have built it over the last 12 years into the current form. And the program's name is called Business Growth Alliance. Like I was mentioning a few minutes ago, you need an alliance to really have a support structure to grow. And I can proudly say the group of companies that went through this program last year, they have such a great program, outstanding strategy plan for 2013, that each one of them is trying to double their business from a financial point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking 10%. I'm not talking 25%. Mm. I am talking 100% growth.
That's right. So, people, everybody becomes an entrepreneur. They go into business, Raj. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that it was not easy for you when you go out there. Because you know what I observed some people who become self-employed is that they used to work 40 hours a week on their jobs and they were not getting paid plus. They were getting paid for the 40 hours. And once they became entrepreneurs or small business people, they decided, okay, I'm not going to be working that long time anymore. And that's where they lose out, because unless someone who is listening now decide to become part of the Business Growth Alliance prior to stepping out into their own business, they are not going to have the alliance to get their business going so that they don't struggle in the beginning. This is why I'm so excited about the program, because I wish I had the opportunity when I started way back when to do this. I would not have struggled so much, because I would have positioned myself to just right into the pot of gold, Raj. So thanks for your brilliance and for your commitment and for your willingness to share this with the people that I work with.
You're welcome, Daphne.
So as you go out there, because we are not going to be teaching them the program on here, because you know how our people are.
Yes.
I know you travel the world and to give this program. As you travel other countries and America, which community is quicker to embrace it? Do you think the entrepreneurs in America is a bit reluctant, or they are grabbing it or embracing it, or and vice versa?
I mean, if you go back and ask me this question 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the people in the Middle East, like in Dubai, mm-hmm. like in China, mm-hmm. like in Taiwan, like in Korea,
mm-hmm.
like in India,
mm-hmm.
they are so hungry and there's so much energy around it that
mm-hmm.
they are willing to put in 14, 16, 18, 20 hours a day if they can
mm-hmm.
see the results.
Mm-hmm. And we can learn from those people, because I told you, when I went out to California to do the understudy with Michael Gerber.
Mm.
And I had some colleagues that came from other countries. That's what I observed in them. I was kind of up there with them a little bit, and I think it was because of my hungriness coming from the West Indies. I was not taking anything for granted. But as I looked at my American colleagues, they were more laid back. They weren't as hungry as we were for that. So I'm glad that you are sharing that with us here.
Daphne, that reminds me of an example I wanted to share with the people.
Yes, go ahead.
I finished a workshop in Hyderabad, India, and I had a four-hour car ride to go back and meet my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the participants, who was a business owner, had very specific questions, and he was asking me and saying, "Sir, can I get some more time of yours?" Then I told him, "I am going on a four-hour drive. If you
mm-hmm.
want, you can sit in the car with me and we can talk."
Ah.
And he came with me in the car, and he took the liberty of driving me, because my driver was not comfortable or he was sick, whatever happened. He
mm-hmm.
drove me all the way there. And the only reason he said he was there is 4 hours of your time is so valuable. I have learned so many things.
My God, look at that. Look at that. He didn't have to pay the consultant fee. And he drove you the car. He know the value of the knowledge. That is powerful.
And Basically, I stayed there for one day, and I was coming back the second day. He dropped me there. He left. And the next day, he came back, and he drove me back for another 4 hours, and he spent again 4 hours asking me hundreds of questions.
That's right. That's right. That is a $20,000 consultant fee that he did not have to pay. But what? He knew the value of that. And this is a lesson for each and every one of us. Can I honestly say there was somebody here that would do that? I don't know. But if there's somebody out there who think that they would have done the same thing, I want to hear from you. Call 646-915-8166. And thanks for sharing that valuable lesson. Because you know something, you mentioned about an opportunity at the top of the hour. And this was an opportunity that that man was not going to miss.
Yes.
You know, I want to welcome guests 841 to the show, 798. Remember, you guys are welcome to call in with your questions, 646-915-8166. Or you can type your questions in the chat room and I will read them for Mr. Tedler. You are listening to Mr. Radish Tedler, and he is one of the business growth strategists in this new era. He is sharing his expertise with you. Although he has worked many years in corporate arena, he has now co-founded, he is the co-founder and chief of the transformational officer of his company. And as you hear, he travels the world doing what he's teaching you this morning. So call in, take advantage of his time. He's on for the first 45 minutes, but he's going to be back on the 31st. And let me check in with my caller to see if she has a question for you. And then take a sip of water, and I'll be right back with you, Raj.
Sure. Thank you.
Miss Maxine, do you have any questions or any feedback yet?
Can you hear me?
Yes, no, I can. Do you have any questions?
Yes,
Go ahead.
I do have a question. I want to ask Mr. Roger if when he goes out and travel the world to speak to different people in different countries, if he find it that he would have to use a different dialect to grab the attention of the people.
Great question. Great question. You heard her, Raj?
Yes. And Maxine, so far everything was fine because most of the people were comfortable with English. And occasionally there would be one or two who would have a little bit difficulty with understanding English, and they would bring one of their friends or colleagues to help them understand that.
Oh, okay. Because one of the things that... Go ahead.
Sorry. Basically, what they do is generally they bring in a voice recorder and they record it so that they can listen one more time to catch up anything that they might have missed. So I tell them, please feel free to go back and record it and go back and listen.
Okay. Because one of the things that I find out doing seminars and doing a lot of stuff is that not even so much the language barrier, the way that people comprehend and understand stuff is different for every country. Because just for instance, if you're talking to someone from the Caribbean and you don't specifically said the Caribbean to them, you're not talking to them.
Oh, okay.
And can I interject here? I think it has a lot to do with people understanding what their priorities are. Because when you have a need and a desire, you don't let those things get in the way. It, as a matter of fact, I think we can line this up beside the example that Raj shared about the man driving him for 8 hours, 4 hours back, and then coming back the next day for another 4 hours. Oh, people here, they were not going to do that. because it is out of their comfort zone and they don't want to do that. But that man saw the value of getting time with the expert, time that he was not even going to pay for. So what's 4 hours of gas? He calculated it and said, this is worth it. And this is what we need to know. You know, we got to know what is best for us and go after that. So, language, get a tape recorder or take somebody with you. And I like that because we are locking, I'm hearing some disturbance. I'm not sure where it's coming from. If you're in that position, you got to make yourself available for what it is you want. We always got to go the extra mile because things are not going to be on a golden platter for us all the time. But we can take what we have. We can line it with gold tissue paper and place it on it, and then we have our golden platter. But it's all up to us. But that's a great question, Maxine.
Okay. Thank you.
And Maxine, add one point to your question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Roger.
If business people are so concerned saying that is Raj talking to me versus somebody else, then they're missing some big, big opportunities there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Lord, no, it's true.
You know why I asked you that question? Because it's something that I've experienced quite a lot. I'm from Jamaica. I have a very strong Jamaican. I was born in Jamaica, raised in the Cayman Islands. So if you listen to me, I sound more like a Trinidadian. And you would say something and someone would say, that's what you meant? Yes, that's what you meant. So I know that a lot of people are coming up with these, you know, ways to overcome these things. And we don't talk about it because a lot of time when it comes to your country, a lot of people don't want to offend anyone. But I think it's something, too, as business owners and as business people, these issues should come on the table and not become personal, how to overcome these things and get past them that we can do some great business together.
Well, if I may interject here, being a Jamaican as well, Maxine, we will soon be able to work that out because I can already see that I have a lot of work to do in that community.
Yes.
There's a lot of work. I mean, I'm the same thing. And my Jamaican accent is what makes me so valuable. You see, it adds sunshine to my personality. There's nobody out there that is going to do me like I do me. So I can see that there's a lot of work to be done in that community instead of people feeling inferior about it. They need to embrace that which makes them special and valuable. And it's the same thing for Raj. Raj is not watering down his ethnicity and his culture. He uses it to put value in what he's doing. So we have work to do there, and the work will be done.
Great, great. Definitely, definitely. That's why I'm glad that I came on the show this morning listening to you guys. And it's a great opportunity to hear Mr. Raj speak, knowing his experience, how long he's been around in business. And I think these are some of the things that need to come to the front line to grow these businesses that are struggling, or to talk about, you know, all these things he spoke about. They're facts of how you really grow your business.
You know, it's time for us as a people to get up off the sideline and do what it takes and stop blaming people. I've listened to people over the years blame every other culture and ethnicity for making it, when the only reason they are not making it is because they are downright lazy and sit around waiting. Everybody owes them something. You never hear them say they are going to take the responsibility. It's always somebody's fault, and no one is saying it's my responsibility to step up to the plate. Hold on, Maxine. I want to welcome guest 865 to the show. Go ahead. You have a question for Raj, Maxine. Go ahead.
Mr. Roger, a question for you. Are you planning on doing seminars?
I do a combination of...
Let me take that question.
Sure.
We are going to be working together, Maxine, so I will answer that question later on. Remember, I said there is a reason Raj is on this show. There are programs that we are going to be offering the people.
Okay,
so,
no problem.
So you're on the top of our list. And we come to Florida, we go to Jamaica, we go anywhere you want us to go. Right, Raj?
Okay.
Yes.
Raj?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to mute you back for now, Maxine, and I'm going to check in with you periodically, okay?
Not a problem.
All right. You know, Raj, what Maxine has said is so on point, and that was one of the reasons why I got so excited about it the other day when we were speaking about this program. Because I know this is what is going to help those people to get their act together for 2013. Everybody's making New Year's resolution. And already today is the 16th of January. If you check in with them, none of them remember what it is they had made it about. Forget about the resolutions and create a system that is going to work for you.
Exactly. And that's on that point, what I tell people is, don't make a list of 10, 15, 20 resolutions. Make 2 to 3 resolutions and just focus on that.
That's right. And if two or three is too much for you, you do one. You know, do what you can.
Yeah, because the human brain pretty much can remember 2 to 3 very, very well. And for some gifted people, about 5.
That's right.
If we consider ourselves to be very, very smart, you can go up to 5. But anywhere between 3 and 5, very, very specific. And you must have heard the analogy, SMART goals. So the goal has to be very, very specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be accountable and achievable. And basically, and then it has to have a time bomb.
Time, right? It's not just I want this. I want to make a lot of money and I want to make success. What does that mean for you? You know, what is a lot of money? What does success mean? You have to define them and put date on it. Write it down. Don't just sit down and sit in la la land and say, oh, this is what I want. You need to write it down.
Yes.
So that you can keep looking at it. It's a constant reminder. You know, someone visited me when I had surgery the other day, and they saw the map of the world in my room with all the stickers on it. And the husband of my friend said, oh, what's that? And I said to him, oh, that's all the places I'm going to be speaking in the world. And his eyes pop open, you know. So I'm not just sitting and say I want to go to this country. I have a daily marker on that. It's the last thing I see at night before I go to bed. It's the first thing I see in the morning. I have them in my journal. I have them all over the place. And that's what we need to do as well.
Yes.
Raj, we are remaining 21 minutes in the first hour. So I want to let you be aware of that time, and I want to give you an opportunity to share whatever else you want to share about the Business Alliance, the Business Growth Alliance.
Okay.
Just for this segment, because you're coming back on the 31st, and when you come on the 31st, we are going to have things ready to announce where people can take prompt action at the end of that show. So, go ahead.
This is one of the things I want to take. I want to take a few minutes and the Business Growth Alliance share about the 9 steps which are very critical for success within the program, and just at least give them a one sentence about that so that they understand what this program is all about and how to be successful.
Great. And then on the 31st, we give them a second piece that they can make the decision. Yes, go ahead.
So if you go back and look at it, it doesn't matter the biggest company in the world. If you take Google or Dell or GE or anything, or you take a small startup company where one person, one employee or one owner is running a business, there are 9 critical elements that go into the success of the organization. So size does not matter. And let me go back and quickly give you what those 9 steps are, and then if anybody has any questions, we can go back.
Yes.
And the first part of it is we really need to go back and understand as human beings what our strengths are and what our behaviors are. And I call that the discoverer's hat. We need to discover things. And we need to understand what are our strengths, what do we do very well, and what are some of the things that we need to go back and get help. That determines, as an individual, as a business, what we need to focus on. Then you have the second part of it. You need to put on the second hat. I call them 9 hats to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
The second hat is called the leader's hat. As a leader, you really need to go back and look at it and say, what is your contribution to yourself, to your family, to your business, to your community? You need to look at all aspects of it to have a well-balanced life. And the third hat, which you will be talking about, is called an assessor's hat. This is where you need to go back, reflect, review, analyze things. And this is on an yearly basis. If you're looking at your business, do a SWOT analysis. A SWOT analysis something is trying to understand from yourself and your business, what are some of your strengths as a business? What are some of the weaknesses from your business? What are some of the opportunities that are there that we are not really capitalizing on as a business and as an individual? And what are some of the threats? What is the competition doing? What is happening in the market and in the environment? And how do we go back and make sure we have things in place so that we can withstand that and overcome those threats? That is the third hat I'm talking about here. And the fourth hat is, basically I call that the server's hat. Basically, as a company and an individual, we need to serve others. If we want to be successful in our business, if we are not serving people, we are not getting any money back. So we need to understand who is the ideal customer to serve. What are some of the customer segments? What are some of the markets we need to go after? And how do we go back and use our products and services to serve these people? All of that are done when you are wearing your fourth hat, which is called your server's hat. And then once you go back and understand all of those things, you put on your fifth hat, what we call the strategy hat. And in the strategy hat, you go back and understand what your goals are. And Daphne, like you said, one of the things we do for the people in the program is we ask them to set up a very big goal which they can think of, which never they can achieve. That is the kind of a goal I tell them. I call them BHAG, B-H-A-G, big, hairy, audacious goal. This is something I picked up from a great book called Good to Great. And Jim Collins used this, and this is where
I don't have it. I need to get that. I don't have it. Good to Great. Who is the author?
Jim Collins.
All right.
So that's a great book, and that is one thing I picked up from the book. I tell them, in 10 years, where you want to be. And last year, when I was working with one of the companies in Dubai, they were a little bit bigger than a normal small-size company. They were doing about $500,000 pretty much every year. And after this whole exercise, and we spent 2 hours, he came back and said, Raj, in 3 years, I'm going to be a $30 million company.
Wow. Beautiful.
Half a million all the way to $30
million. Wow.
And we spent another additional half a day working on some of the logistics and the people and the changes they need to make. This happened in May. And do you know what they have made in October, November, December? They made $2.5 million in sales already.
Because they applied. That's what it takes. Bottom line, application.
Yes. So the first thing was they really never knew what a BHAG was. But once they set up the goal by thinking through, they were so motivated and they were so excited. And to give them credit, it was not 40 hours. They did spend 60 to 70 hours a week.
That's right. They did what it had to take.
Yes. They said, Raj, we are very excited. We will go back and make it happen. And they started focusing on that.
Wow.
And the results they're already seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the strategy hard. First, you need to go back and think through and come up with a strategy. Then you need to come back and work with what I call a driver's hat. You need to drive that. You need to execute on that. And that is the sixth hat, which is the driver's hat. Your sales process, sales management, product development, some of those high-level things come into the sales strategy, which is the driver's hat. Because somebody has to drive this. The bus is not going to move by itself.
That's right.
And once you have that going, then you want to go back and look at it as an organizer's hat. That is your seventh hat. Now, you need to manage your time. You need to manage your opportunities. You need to manage your processes. You need to manage your people, all of those things. And all of that is under the tablet of organizer's hat. Because a lot of time is required for growing a business. So they need to make sure that the time is very valuable and they manage it very well. And then the eighth hat is called the innovator's hat. If you look at the business, even between 2008 and today, so many things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And with that change, what happens is huge opportunities appear and some of the older opportunities disappear. And if you are standing on the sidelines, then you will see the whole world changing and you'll be saying, oh my God, what do I need to do? You are almost like I'm helpless.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are very proactive and you start planning for that and you go back and say, how do I change? What are some of the improvements I need to do? And what are the problems I need to solve? All of that becomes your innovator's hat, creating new products, modifying your existing products, modifying your strategies, developing new relationships, developing new product lines. Whatever that may be for you and your business, you need to do that. And even if you are one-person show, you really need to change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people
say,
oh, innovation.
That's where the core group comes in. Mm-hmm.
Most of the people think, you know what, it is for big companies. But that is more required for smaller companies than big companies.
That's right. That's
because
right.
The big companies, if they're losing money also, they have the power to withstand for 6 months losses or 12 months losses or 2 year losses.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses doesn't have the that kind of capital and cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they need to be very, very, very smart about what the resources they have, including money and time. And the last and the most important piece is the networker's hat. How do you really go back and create a collaboration among your people? Remember I was talking to you about my group of people who
Core.
I collaborate with? That is the networker's hat. How do you identify? Because each and every business is not going to be a good partner for you. So you need to go back, talk to people, understand who they are, and then develop the right relationship so that it is going to be a win-win for both the people who are involved. Because
Beautiful.
This is almost like the oxygen for growth. The networking piece of it provides the oxygen for the small business owner to grow.
Wonderful.
So these are the nine steps which we go in detail in the program, and each one of us is going to be a hands-on experience for their own business.
And as I said for Maxine, it's a reason why Raj and I decide to partner on here, because I saw the value in this program for entrepreneurs here, because there's no reason why we ought to be struggling. And, you know, this information is here. And for those who believe in what they are doing and invest in it, you are going to be able to invest in our time and to get this for you so you can turn around your business just like that person, that company in Dubai. Because this, you are not going to get the watered-down version of the program. You are going to be getting the exact same thing. And you might not be wanting $2.5 million, but you decide on what dollar amount you want, and we are going to make sure that you get it. I'm going to be doing the same thing for my business. Raj is going to continue to do the same thing for his business through this program. So we hope that you will value it enough and just buy into it. We are going to give you one more opportunity to hear more about the Business Growth Alliance on the 31st. So mark your calendar if you have any appointments or anything, and it is for 10 o'clock on the 31st. You better change that, because you don't want to miss out on the amazing offer that we are going to give you. I have one more call, Raj. Let me check the call and then come back to you. And I'm going to also check in with the lady, Maxine, to see if she has a question. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6455. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Daphne. C. Alexander Forrest.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Forrest. How are you? That's my second guest. I want to take this opportunity. We are just tying up here. I want to introduce you to Mr. Radish Tadla, who was my first guest and a business guru. I want to take this opportunity to introduce you both. Raj, Mr. Forrest is calling all the way and joining us this morning from Tennessee.
Yes, it is, yes.
Good morning, Mr. Forrester.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. A pleasure to know you.
I tell you, Raj, I'm so glad that Maxine called in, because, boy, I was outnumbered this morning. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So I'm going to open Maxine line. Mr. Forrest, I'm also going to leave you open because we are tying up here, and then we're going to get you on. So I want to see if Maxine have any other question. Maxine, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, we're looking tie up now with Raj, and my second guest is on the line. Conversation is going to continue around business growth and building businesses, and he's going to talk about something he is founded where people can do for the comfort of their home, but they can still implement this strategy here on the course. So, do you have any other questions for Raj?
No, I don't. I just want to say to Mr. Raj, I do appreciate listening to you, and I'm looking forward to hear you on the 31st and, you know, be there and listen and get excited with you guys. So I do appreciate it. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, Maxine.
Line up all those people, Maxine, that is telling you about, nobody want to hear them, their language and all of that stuff. Just line them up. We'll rock their world. And after we finish rock their world, they're going to have to give us an extra bonus out of all that profit share that they make. So we just want to let that know. All right, Raj, my friend, I am glad that you took time out to be with me this morning. I'm super excited about the work that we're going to be doing together to change the world. I'm so excited that I know and have friends in high places, Raj.
Thank you very much, Daphne. Looking forward to working with and whoever is working with us. I really want to make a difference in their businesses and in their lives.
Yes. And listen, before you go, I need to let the world know that Raj has two children. Very smart. I know them from they were tots. I know they are teenagers, have their own successful, extremely successful business. They are in college, but they are still entrepreneurs, and they were even honored by the diversity, what's the word I'm looking for again? Remind Raj.
GNMSCD.
Yes, as the youngest entrepreneurs in Connecticut, right?
In the Northeast.
Northeast. So I tell you, whatever Raj is doing, it works. We just need to get your wife to do her own business now.
Well, Amanda. She has to take care of us, right?
I know. She has to take care of you all. She ain't doing that. Everybody's around her doing business. But I tell you, I've known Raj for many years. Amazing gentleman, always giving. He has a phenomenal personality and always looking to give more to people. So, Raj, my friend, before you go, what's your closing remarks?
Basically, one of the quotes I want to give was Zig Ziglar's quote.
Mm-hmm.
You are free to choose, but the choices you make today will determine what you will have, be, and do in the tomorrow of your life.
Great. Powerful. 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 Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed, blessed day. I'm going to be talking with you later on.
Okay.
And I'm just excited about this journey that we are going to be pursuing.
And Daphne and all the listeners,
yeah,
thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to working with all of you.
Yes, and see you on the 31st, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Everybody have a blessed day.
All right. Bye-bye, Raj.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Mr. Rajesh Tedla, who has been a wonderful friend of mine for many, many years. I tell you, I look at all these kids that I know from and look at them now, and I'm thinking, am I getting old or something? But I don't think I'm getting old. So I want to, before I welcome Mr. Forrest on, and Maxine.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you two know each other. Mr. Forrest is from Jamaica. Do you know Dorrit Forrest from the West Indian Club in Hartford?
No, that's Doreen.
Doreen. I'm sorry, Doreen. Doreen. That's Doreen's brother.
No.
So, all right. So now we can rightfully say we have Jamaican posse on. So. Before I go there, I also, Raj mentioned a quote, and I forgot to let people know that I want them to visit my website and order my books. My four books will be out, hopefully, by the first week in February. We're working on the final edits as we speak. From the proofs, and then they're going to go live on Amazon. And those four books are, one consists of inspirational quotes, one with transformational quotes, one with my favorite quotes, and the other one is a combination of the other three books that people can have them all. And some of the quotes are mine, and some of the quotes are favorite quotes of other authors that has been helping me on this journey called life. So I've decided I would put them together and give people access to them. So those people who purchased them from Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, you will get your copy autographed. And every book that is sold from my website, a dollar from that is going to go directly into my breakfast feeding program. So support me there. And I'm hoping that you, my listeners in other parts of the world, you'll help me to become a best-selling author on Amazon once those go live. So, Maxine, I'm going to meet you back, and I'm going to bring my honored guest. I'm hearing a lot of disturbance in the background. Don't know where it's coming from. And so, if you have anything playing in the background, just lower it in case you're on the computer. So, I don't know, Mr. Forrest, if that's you.
It couldn't be me. Everything is turned down.
All right. We're not hearing it anymore. So, thankful. Good morning again, and thank you for taking time to be on here. I want to give you an opportunity. I got to let the listeners know that I just met Mr. Forrest this past Sunday. And I want to tell you all how we met. He was on my show listening when I had Mr. Wills on. And Mr. Wills mentioned something about the, what's his name again? Marvin Gaye song. What's going on, right? And I
yes,
tell
it
you,
is.
My God, I never heard, that's a long time. I didn't hear that song, man. And he mentioned the name, and I just got getting my groove on and everything. In less than 15 minutes after I was off air, I received an email with the LP, 36 minutes long. I don't know how many people out there know what an LP is. But that was what Mr. Forrest sent me with that Marvin Gaye song. And I just want to publicly thank you for adding value. Not only did you do that, you spent some time helping me to resolve a computer issue. I had my computer on Monday. And I thank you.
That's fine. That's fine.
People need to understand that it doesn't matter where we are in the world. We can add value to each other. So let us take this time to tell people about who the real C. Alexander Forrest is. Tell people about who you are, you know, your journey to now, and then we are going to go into Duke's more.
Okay. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Basically, as I told you, I'm a native of Falmouth, Jamaica. I'm sure many people on your line are from Falmouth, and I migrated here back in 1969. It was a great July day, July 13th, and I became a citizen of this great country back in 1975. My journey took me through many, many avenues. I got interested in computers back in 1969 when I got here, and I signed up to go to school. I was good in it. I studied computer programming. 2 years after that, I got my first job in management. Even when I told my school that I couldn't do it, they said, yes, you could. That was at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. I was the manager of computer operations. It was a big deal for me to manage 45 people. But nonetheless, I grew from there. I got married. I've got two adult daughters. One is a assistant vice president where she works. The other is a national contract administrator. I've got two grandkids. And I'm retired now, but before I did that, I attended many schools. My alma mater is Central Connecticut State University, for which I have some strong feelings about. I graduated with honors. I became a member of the National Honor Society, Phi Sigma Alpha. But beyond that, I did an MBA program. I've been to 38 countries, about 800 cities by now. And along the way, being a lifelong Methodist, I served in many critical offices in the church wherever I happened to be. I became a member of a organization called the Jamaica Progressive League, which had many chapters across the country. I became a founding member of the National Association of Jamaican and Supportive Organizations, for which I was the first PR manager. Then from there, I became a member of the Independent United Order of Mechanics, which is a lodge. For those of you who don't know, it's not a Masonic lodge, it's a mechanics lodge. And I worked myself up to be the Grand Master in the New England area, New England states. And currently, I'm what you call a Venerable Past Grand Master, having served two terms, superintendent about 800 people at a time. And it took me to Houston, Texas, then where I am now in Tennessee. I've been here for 13 years and getting ready to leave in about 2 years after my wife is retired. And I got displaced back in 2009, despite having college degrees and having years of managerial experience. And by the time I got displaced, I was working on Plan B, which I'm sure we'll talk about, which gave birth to Duke Street Mall and a lot of other stuff I was doing.
Okay.
So,
all right. So we're going to stop right there for now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back. Two things I want to ask you. What's the difference between the two lodges that you say one was
Masonic and one is mechanic?
Mechanic. Could you? What's the difference between both? I don't understand about the lodges, but maybe somebody who is listening.
All right.
What's the difference? We don't.
Well,
you don't have to go into detail.
Okay.
Is it just the name or the organization? What is it?
I can tell you. Back in 1757, we broke apart. The lodge, mechanics and Masonic Lodge were the same. Until 1757, we broke apart to be anonymous, autonomous, I would say, on our own.
Mm.
So our lodge in its present form has been going on since 1757.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you mentioned traveling so intensely, all right?
Yes.
Have you yet written a book to let the rest of us know how we can travel that extensively? Because it sounds like you have a plan made in heaven that all of us can benefit from. Have you documented that?
Well, it's a mental documentation. I have had the opportunity to travel these countries due to my fraternity and also family and being just curious. For example, I went to Spain back in 2009. Spain is a place I always wanted to go because I learned Spanish back in my native Jamaica when I was 12, and I was very fluent in every aspect of Spanish. And when I went to Barcelona, that was like putting the icing on the cake. But at some point, I will settle down and chronicle my journey from 1966 when I took my first flight till now.
Well, listen to me. That sometime is now. The only time you're sure of is right now. So
absolutely.
You need to start. The stunt. So I'm jotting that on my notes. So when I start coaching you, which is going to be later on today, we're going to have that conversation.
Okay, that's fine.
You need to start now. You don't need to be waiting. Maxine is still on the line. I'm going to check in with her to see if she have a question. Walt in the chat room, let me know if you have a question. And after I close Maxine's line, we are going to go right into Duke Street Mall. Is that okay with you, Mr. Forrest?
That's fine with me.
Okay. If you're just joining me, I'm now on with my second male guest for the day, guys. You ladies better call in to help out here. My guest now is C. Alexander Forrest, and you heard his rich journey that he just so eloquently shared with us. And then when we come back, you're going to hear him explain to us about Duke Street Mall. We're going to talk about why is it named Duke Street Mall and all of that good stuff and what you can do and get from Duke Street Mall. Maxine, do you have any questions or comment for Mr. Forrest?
Yes, I would love to ask him a question. Mr. Forrest, have you ever thought of going back home to kind of implement some of those great ideas to the younger generation in Jamaica and reason why they would look at traveling to another country in a different light?
Well, that's something, Maxine, that I appreciate the question. That's an excellent question. I never really thought about it. Being here, I'm in my 44th year, and if you say going back home permanently, I have no plans for that.
No.
Yes, if I can be financially endowed, I would do that in a minute. I'd like to, when Dr. Daphne goes to Jamaica, I'd like to be your sidekick doing that part of it while she does her other part of it, and hopefully you could join in that situation also. I think it's critical. I do not believe that if I know one and one makes two, that I should keep that to myself. I like to I like to enhance other people's knowledge about things that they may not get, and I don't believe in charging for everything I do. As a matter of fact, I love to give freely, because if I give freely for what you're asking for, I would enrich somebody's lives, and I'd rather be the coach rather than be the player. And so I would like to do that, and I'd like to, I'm going to make a note of that. Hopefully you and I and Dr. Daphne can make that happen.
As a matter of, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Forrest.
If you can get the audience for me, and I'm financially able, I'll do it. It doesn't cost me anything. The Lord has blessed me with so much knowledge, and I may be just bottling it up, and I just want to let it go so that somebody can be successful too.
As a matter of fact, Maxine, when Mr. Forrest and I spoke on the telephone, one of the first things he said to me was that I want to commit to help you with what you are doing down there in Jamaica.
Absolutely.
And not very many people step up to offer their help without you begging them. So I tell you something, once we continue to do what God wants us to do, the rest is up to him, because I tell you, in the past 5 weeks, Maxine, God has just been strategically positioning me in the midst of people that will help me on this journey of empowerment that needs to happen. You know, yesterday I spoke about the program at the Rotary Club, and I tell you, it was priceless to look on the faces of the people there and for them to come up to me afterwards and to just congratulate me and encourage me to continue. I tell you, it's not all about the money sometimes, you know. It's about the encouragement. And if we step out to do what he wants us to do, the money's going to come, you know.
Definitely, definitely. The reason why I ask that question, because I strongly believe in one of the things that we as a people, not just for the Caribbean, but around the whole entire world, is to change the mentality of our younger generation, because they are dependent. And if we don't empower them, because I can clearly speak for myself, when I left to come here, my thing is, you hear how great it was, the money's on the tree, you're going to just walk on the street and the money will be there. And if you go right, if you go to any other country, that's their mentality, and they come here with that mentality. And when things does not work out, you have the drugs, you have the violence, you have the prison walls. And I think as leaders, ourselves, we need to re-educate our younger generation and how to make the transition.
And this is, you know, it's not by mistake that I had both guests as male on this morning. Because when I listened to Roger's program, and I know what my nonprofit organization is about, the Empowering People Foundation. Then I spoke to Mr. Forrest and realized about Duke Street Mall. I said, this is a match made in heaven. Because as you listen to what Mr. Forrest is going to tell you about Duke Street Mall, everybody can have their own business without going out there to slave for anybody. You know? So is there anything else you want to say, Maxine, before I mute you back?
No, that's fine. You can go ahead.
All right. I'll be back to you. So, Mr. Forrest, let's transition into Duke Street Mall. Before we say what Duke Street Mall is, why would you come up with a name like that, my brother?
It's very simple. My last address in Falmouth, Jamaica was Duke Street. And it's just an honor to the place of my birth. That's simple as that.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Duke Street is a main street. It's a main thoroughfare. And I always feel like I'm back in heaven when I visit home. And Duke Street Mall, that's where it started. That's where it is.
I know you're not happy now that they build the bypass across Falmouth, because ain't nobody going through Falmouth anymore. How happy are you about that?
And from a scale to from 1 to 10, it's about 0.
Oh, that is too funny. Okay. Describe what Duke Street Mall is for the listeners.
Duke Street Mall. About 12 years ago, I started Duke Street Mall, and I kind of put it on the burner because I had different jobs, different things I had an interest in, and I didn't see that happening. And I just said, well, let me put it on the burner. Once in a while, I revisit it until I had to kind of rekindle that fire to make it happen again. So in about 2009, I said, well, this is an opportunity for me to depend on myself and not depend on anyone else, which I'm going to talk about sometime later on, given the opportunity. And I went into it big time. I put some funds in it. I have a very professional website. I couldn't ask for more. I have a spot for about 200 different companies. I can publish their companies for them in lieu of getting paid when people buy from them. Duke Street Mall is a mall that's got about 30 different departments. It's small. It's not a Walmart. It's not a Kmart. It's got about almost 4,000 different items. But the difference is I honed that. I manipulate it however I want to manipulate it. On an individual basis, I can do anything for people. Duke Street Mall is a situation where it's a gifts and collectibles mall, okay? And one of the things that I can do fundraisers for nonprofit groups. I can do almost practically anything you can see. I wouldn't call it a nonprofit because it is for profit, okay? But mm-hmm. I'm looking for folks who want to affiliate with me. What I wanted to say, it's not a multi-level marketing because I've been there. I've been there, and I abhor that name, those acronyms, M&M. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for folks who would like to affiliate themselves without any outlay in terms of funds. But what I've learned, Daphne, is simply one thing. When people do anything for free, when it comes on to finances, they do not do nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. the thing I learned. I'm mm-hmm. looking for about 1,000 people who can propagate that link with their names would be on it, but their names will list as affiliate. And every time somebody buys through their link, they get paid. Generally, the people who supplies me, they said, give the folks 10%. I said, no. It depends on who it is. It may be 15%, maybe 20%. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The max, there's no max. If you want to make $10 million a day, that's your business. I don't care. But at some point, when I gather all my affiliates, someone is going to get maybe a trip for two, wherever I want to send them to at the end of the year. And I'm very kind. I'm going to give based upon what they do, things that commensurate with what they do.
People will be rewarded for their efforts. Let me ask you a question because my platform is global. Is Duke Street Mall open for people wherever you are, or is it solely a U.S. company?
You know, that is a super, super excellent question, Dr. Daphne, because it unfortunately, I can only ship to the United States. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I can ship to that. In lieu of that, if someone in Russia wants to get something and they'll pay for having that thing, their item shipped to me, and I reship it to them, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with reshipping to someone, but we've got about 318 million people inside the United States, and I wouldn't expect to get all 318. If I could get even 1 million people or 10 million people to subscribe to this and buy from me every day, there'd be a lot of winners. Your organizations would be a part of that because I don't believe if I've got $10, I have to keep it for myself. I think I can give maybe about $3 or $4 out of that to causes that make sense.
Mm-hmm. Would you like mention to the listeners what are some of the items that you have listed on Duke Street Mall and what it would cause a customer to purchase one of those items?
You know, I anticipate that question, Dr. Daphne. I've got 4,000 different items in it, and I cannot.
No,
basically,
pick a couple stuff out that you want. I mean, luggage set, pot
you got,
set.
I got two powerful luggage sets. As a matter of fact, I bought two for myself. I've got a cruise coming up in a few weeks, and I decided that. The suitcases I've had that's worn out. I don't think anyone on this call had the amount of suitcases I've had in their lives like I do have.
Yeah, because you traveled extensively. Yep.
Yes, because I was in New Jersey the other day to see my children, and lo and behold, the zipper just decided that hey, it's gonna go. So
time for a new one.
So that's why I'm telling all of us to love your mama, because mama was the answer. I said, Mom, can you lend me a suitcase? You say, go upstairs and get one. So my brother got it for me. But
that's too funny.
Yeah, you can get some people call it vases. I don't like that word. You can get some good vases. Like right now, I've got a vase valued at $129. I've taken 35% off because I'm selling off until the end of the month, and you can get that for $84. I've got suitcases. I've got pot sets. I've got things for outside, for the grounds outside. I've got fountains. I've got tables. I've got hammocks. I've got planters. I don't know. I've got different things.
That's enough. Yeah, because I went there to visit, and I saw a great assortment.
Yes.
And I wanted people to understand it's not like the other malls where you go and it's just one set of stuff. It's a great, 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 great layout, good quality things based. And the prices are phenomenal.
Yes, thank you very much.
If you're looking for something great, and for that person who don't want to leave the kids, and you go and you work three different jobs. Nothing is wrong with that. But when you're leaving the kids home to babysit themselves and to do the homework without supervision, that's why you can become the owner, an affiliated owner of Duke Street Mall, where this is going to help you to build a lucrative business and at the same time be there to be with your children, help them with the homework, spend some time with them, help them to turn the TV off, and after they finish the homework, you can take them into the mall and show them how mommy or daddy is making this extra business to keep the family afloat, make the extra dollars to keep the family afloat. Again, I want to welcome guests 1058 to the show. Remind you, you can call in 646-915-8166, or you can type your question in the chat room. I'm now on with my second guest of the day, owner and founder of Duke Street Mall, Mr. C. Alexander Forrest. So call in, guys. Let us hear from you. Don't just sit there and just take everything in. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your questions. All right. I want to go back to something you said earlier, Ron. You said you had the idea on the back burner and you settled it. And then all of a sudden, you decided that I better do something with this. Why did you get an aha moment, if you may, that I better start my own business? Why did that happen?
Well, it's a simple proposition. The place where I am, people really do not, in my opinion, value certain aspects of humanity, education, maturity, that kind of stuff. All right, and I saw my stock going down. And I realized that I've been telling people, multi-level marketing is phenomenal if you're at the top and you're trying to get me in. I've tried many, many, many. I've spent thousands of dollars on multi-level marketing. But my audience where I am locally they don't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't resonate with them. And so my plan B while I was working as a manager, hiring and training manager, was to get Duke Street Mall running so that, you know something, if I'm separated, I've got that plan B in motion. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I must tell the audience, too, that those of us who have great jobs and we are so busy, just happy going in, turning that door with our names on it, don't be too relaxed.
Too comfortable.
Because here's the thing that I mentioned to you, and it's in my head. It didn't happen to me that way. But you consider you going into work at 8:15 in the morning, and you try to log on your computer, and you wonder why you can't get on. And you call the administrator, and they kind of said, call your manager. Your manager called you and say, Johnny, please come in the office. And he says, Johnny, you know, you've been manager of compliance for the last 10 years, and you know that big contract we're getting. That contract, I've got an email this morning. I was in a meeting at 6 o'clock before you even got up to say this, we won't get that contract. So I'm sorry. You have to go. So John has got a $300,000 house. He's got car payments. He's got two kids in college. I say to all of us on the line, don't let that happen to you. Have something happening while you're going on. Because I just want to say something to the audience. One of my mentors, Les Brown, everybody knows of Les Brown. He says, in order for you to live your dream, you have to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
If you're in a dream while you're on a job where you see corporate people and thousands of people every day, and you don't have a plan B, and you have to go home and tell your wife or your husband that you don't have a job, and they have all these things going, that can be devastating. Don't let that happen to you. Get that plan
that's
B
that's
in
that's
motion
right.
so the transition can be. It's okay. Okay.
And you smile.
So
you
that's
know,
what I did.
It's a very, very, very valuable point. But for those people who are listening and they have no understanding what the plan B can be or how they can get started, would you please, sir, lay out a little diagram for them how to begin to create their plan B?
It's simple. It's simple. Have an interest in something. Have an interest in the word that's called continuum, okay? That means when something falls apart, there's still a continuation of it in some aspects. Plan how you continue your financial ability, okay, in this aspect of what we're talking about. Plan it. If you enjoy making airplanes from spare parts, do it. Start doing it. If you enjoy making cakes, if you enjoy cooking and you want to open a restaurant, do it. If you enjoy what I'm doing, the internet, because I believe I reach probably 1 billion people every day. If you enjoy people looking at what you're doing and inviting them to come in and take a look, do it. Start planning what you love today. It doesn't matter what kind of degree you have, or if you have no degree, whatever, start planning that. Because when you do not own your financial destiny, you are subjected to failure, okay? Many people go through life where they spend 40, 50 years on a job, but that's luck. Not in today's world. So that plan B entails that you craft your financial destiny. I used to be a computer programmer. What if this happens? You do that. What if it doesn't happen? You do that. So what if you're on a job and you feel good and you didn't make a plan and you get laid off or you got terminated? What are you going to do when you get out? Why not have something pre-planned so that you can fall right into it, even if it's for a temporary period?
Guy, you know something, as I listen to you say that, it occurs to me that the older you get on the job, every birthday is a birthday where you're going to go closer that they're going to put you out. Every raise you make on the job is a thing that the closer you're going to get, they're going to get rid of you and get somebody else that is cheaper. Let me read. I think somebody has a question here in the chat room. You are listening to C. Alexander Forrest. Let me read what they have here and see. I have been there. I work on. Okay, I think I can read it out. All right. This is coming from someone in the chat room. I have been there, meaning, I don't know if it's a she or a he. They have been there exactly what you are speaking about. I work for an agency for 20 years, went to work and was told they don't need me. Now, here I am, 56, trying to find work. Well, we are glad you're here because Duke Street Mall is for you. Would you like to reply to what this person wrote?
You heard what I read? Yes, I do. And the reason why that individual is in a bind right now is because there was never a plan beyond where they were working because they were too comfortable. And I say to that person or to everyone listening to us right now is to, when you go back to work tomorrow, if you're on the job or wherever you are, whatever your circumstance right now, it doesn't matter if you're making $1 million a year right now. Have a plan B, so if that river dries up, you can take the other part of that river and flow on that. Okay, if that individual had made plans in the 50s, early 50s, they would not be in a bind like that. Because I just want to tell everybody for the record, I'm 62 right now.
And you're an old man.
Woo. Oh, excuse me. Now I'm a wise man, and
Mr. Forrest, you're a baby. I'm 65.
Well,
it's just a number, you know.
Well, there's wisdom that goes with it. That's why I appreciate you. Okay, I believe back in when I was about 34, I was making a lot of money doing multi-level marketing. It was phenomenal. I made a lot of money, and so you have to have a dream. And if you don't have a dream about beyond where you are, you're gonna go through a lifetime of misery. How many people you see had up to PhDs, and then when you look in Skid Row, they're there because they never made plans beyond what they're doing. You must make that plan right now. I don't care if you're going to work tomorrow and you are the executive vice president. You're dispensable also. Unless you own that joint. You see me, nobody can fire me from Duke Street Mall because this is mine. The only thing that can happen is that I may not get a sale today, but hopefully as a result of this, I'll have a few people send me an inquiry at info@dukestreetmall2.com. Or you can go on my website, Duke Street Mall, www.dukestreetmall2.com. And you can look at the bottom. You can see categories like shopping, customer service, affiliate program, and site info. Hopefully, you would become an affiliate, or you can look at all of those things and be a part of it. I'm looking for about 1,000 new affiliates because part of my journey, my life journey, is to give back to some entity, a food program like yours, a Girl Scout troop, a Boy Scout troop, a fraternity, whatever. I'm looking to give back because I don't believe I should have and somebody doesn't have. So,
you know, I want to interject here. The person that just asked the question, just acknowledge my producer, Mr. Walter Misch, for sharing about this radio show with them. And they commented that this was heaven sent.
Yes, it is.
I just want to thank Walter because we never know what they say. You keep throwing them, and it sticks. You know, there's no mistake that we are where we are. There is no mistake that you're on this show this morning, knowing that this person who has been, who was done wrong after being in a position so long can be here to take advantage of this conversation. And
yes.
They said, oh, I will be connected with Duke Street Mall. So, hey.
I appreciate that.
Hey, wonderful, wonderful. And we want for people to come back. And we want you to come back, call into the show, and let us know when you got something that added value to your life. We also want to encourage you, mark the show favorite. Follow us. Follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Connect with me on Facebook.com/Daphne Clark Hudson. And above all, write something about the show on Facebook. Write something on the show page about the conversation you hear here, because we need to encourage others. Wonderful. Walter, my producer, he also visited the mall. So I'm hoping Mr. Walter is home unemployed. I hope he will become an owner of the mall as well. I know I'm going to grab the opportunity, not only for my corporation, for myself, because we all need our plan Bs working lucratively for us. So I want to go to my my person on the phone line and see if she has something, and then I'm going to be back with you, Mr. Forrest.
Thank you.
Miss Hines, my dear, do you
yes.
have any questions or any feedback? You see how bad we are on this show here, girl?
No.
Why are you laughing?
No, because you said it's so Jamaica. You see how bad we are.
Okay, and you understood me, didn't you? So when those people getting into attitude to tell you about the Jamaican accent, you just send them to this segment, let them listen to it.
I know. I think, Mr. Walter, you're doing a great job, and I agree with you 110%. Is that you have to?
No, this is Mr. Alexander. Walter is my.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Alexander. I apologize. I sincerely.
That's good. That's awesome.
I sincerely apologize. I agree with you because I.
He's my homeboy, so you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah. I say that again.
He's my homeboy, so you don't have to worry about him.
Oh. I do apologize. I'm glad to hear what you have to offer, and I agree with your comment because I had to do the same thing. I work for government most of my life, and when it's time to go regardless of who you are, where you're from, it doesn't matter. And because I had plan B, I could fall back on it today, and I think, you know, a lot of people should hear that. And as Jamaicans, we were always told to think about your own business. You know, a lot of countries, they're prone to go to college and go get a job. From the Caribbean, you normally hear, what are you going to do? Are you going to open a business? And I think it works for us wherever we venture off to in other parts of the world.
And with that, before Mr. Alexander interjects, I want to remind people, hey, guys, I'm up to $367 on the breastfeeding program. Help me change those figures today. Go to GoFundMe and look around for the breakfast feeding program and donate. There are some hungry stomachs back home at the Carmen Moravian School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. That is depending on us to give them a hot breakfast. So I want you to go to GoFundMe. Pull drop-down button, look for the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. Give me what you got. If it's $1 you have, go find somebody else that has four. Go find four more dollars and start donate. The donations start from $5 up to $5 trillion. So I just wanted to interject that. So, hey, I'm depending on you guys. Come on, go do something. Help me change that number today. So, go ahead. You want to respond to what Max said?
Yes. One of the things I learned is when I got here first, the operative word is get some college degrees. At a certain point, I had two. I was working on a third one. And, you know, you hit a chord when you spoke about the age situation. I noticed that the older I get, the more envious people got of me for
mm-hmm.
being assertive mm-hmm. and being mm-hmm. Being a leader.
Mm.
And it becomes an annoyance to them.
Mm.
And I worked at one of the world's largest corporations, and for the sake of legality, I'm not going to call their name. You are.
Yeah, no, because they don't mm-hmm. sponsor my show either. So
yeah, yeah. And when I was there as an assistant manager, walking around all these keys and trading my time for money, for pennies, not for money. They hated me. It was a situation where even people higher than me told people that they're having a problem with my dictation in terms of my politeness, the way in which I approach things from an orthodox fashion, from a standpoint of being very assertive. They couldn't deal with that. And so I say to you, Maxine, and others, that the operative word is do something like, I go back to Les Brown again. He says, recession-proof yourself. Get up and make your financial life vibrant for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, if you go to work at Chase right now, the big Chase, or even say American Express, and you make $150,000. Tomorrow, your boss can call you in and say, Maxine, I'm sorry. We're going to have to, we downsize in. You know, we're going to ask you to go to HR, and they're going to give you a package. And you're going to be in such a state of shock because your kids, you have two kids in college. You just bought a house last week. You have a vacation plan next week, and all of these things predicated on having a job. I'm saying to all of us now is let, when you get off this phone, start thinking, what is it that you like? Make that plan be in motion. I don't care if it's Duke Street Mall, because in Duke Street, it's not a multi-level marketing. You don't have to pay to affiliate with me. The only thing you have to do is spend some time, let the world know that you're in this business. You're going to get a link. Your link is going to be, your page is going to look just like mine. And with that page, nobody knows the difference whether it's your business or not. You're just an affiliate here. I own this joint. All right? And if those people buy and buy and buy, guess what? You can wake up in the morning and see that 50 people bought, and you can be clapping your hands because I'm going to be sending you a check, preferably electronically through PayPal. Hey, Maxine, you've got $2,000 today, or, you know, for the month you got $10,000. Maybe, who knows, maybe you may be running into that person who's going to get that all-paid one-week vacation from me for you and yours.
I want to, we have six, thank you so much for that brilliant addition. We have 16 minutes remaining. There's one more something here from the chat room I want to read.
Sure.
Gianni Williams again wrote, my supervisor was younger than me.
Absolutely.
And didn't even know how to do the job.
Absolutely.
She didn't even know how to use a typewriter. It's so much affirmation in what you're saying. And I just want
Thank
to
you.
Be thankful to God for allowing me to put you on the show this morning along with Mr. Tedler, because these two conversations were meant to be together. They were meant to be together. And, you know, we are in the 16th day of the first month of the year. It's crunch time now because we need to get our plans and gears in motion. We got to keep moving now. We cannot wait until June to say, oh my God, it's June, what am I going to do? You got to do it today. You got to do it today. So, you know, I'm so thankful for you coming on and for sharing. I am thankful for Raj coming on and for sharing. And with 15 minutes remaining, I'm going to ask in the chat room. Oh, Gianni again is saying, praise him, praise the Lord, praise him now. I guess they're so happy for what they're hearing here. So it's a wonderful thing. I want to ask Maxine, her line is still open, if she has anything else she wants to say. And then I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Forrest, and ask you to just give your summarizing dialogue. I want to welcome guests 125 to the show. If you have a question, you got to bump it up now and call in. We are down to 14 minutes remaining in this amazing dialogue. So, Maxine, do you have anything else to add, my sister?
No, just want to thank you guys so much that I'm a part of the program, listening to you guys and the great advice that you guys give. And if you guys can forward me some information on all, you know, all the things that are out there, I would greatly appreciate it.
And before he goes off again, he's going to give you the link to go to Duke Street Mall. I nearly said Jump Street. I'm glad I didn't. He would be walking from Tennessee to get me to Duke Street Mall. And you know, I want to ask you too, Maxine, if you would go on the site, download the show, and put it on your page, and just make sure a lot of people get it. Help him to get to the 1,000 affiliate.
Okay.
So thank you.
Is it possible I can give him my email for him to email it to me, because I'm in no position to write.
Okay. Why don't you get it from my page later on?
All right. Not a problem. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. So thank you for calling in. We are not off yet, but I'm just going to mute you. I want to see if there's any question. Guess 1205, do you have any question and you want to ask of my guests? I want you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Mr. Walter Misch, do you have any question? It has been truly. Oh, thank you, Gianni. Gianni writes, it has been truly inspirational. I will be back. Thank you so much. We wanted to mark the show favorite. We wanted to share it with people. Everybody who is listening, I'm going to challenge you. Today is Wednesday, and I want for Mr. Forrest to tell me next Wednesday that people from the radio show numbered 100 people who join up as affiliates. I want you, when you join up, to let him know you heard about it on the show. Between now and next Wednesday, let's help him to get to his first 100. I'll be proud of you guys. So let's go out there and make it happen. I don't see any more questions here. I want to thank the people in the chat room joining me. I want to thank my two honored guests for coming on and really investing in the journey that I am called to be on. So with 11 minutes remaining, I want to give you 8 minutes to just summarize yourself. And the other three is going to be mine, Mr. Forrest.
Okay. You're very judicious, and I appreciate you. I really, really appreciate it. I've seen you on my Facebook for ages, and I wonder, who is this lady, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson? And I, and even though that Scorpio was very extroverted, I said, I have to see what this lady is about. And I am happy that God sent you as a gift to me. I believe that one of the things that is bothersome to me is the fact that we as a people, we don't support each other in the way in which we should.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather go to a Walmart, Kmart, or whatever, just to buy stuff that you can't get 35% from them. Walmart is not interested in doing a fundraiser for your organization to help you to do anything. They're interested in you as to how much money you can, how much money they can make off you. I'm different from that. I'm empowering organizations to contact me, or I'll contact them and do a fundraiser for them. I can give them up to 50%. I said 50% of whatever they do. It's a 3-week period. I'd give them to sell the goods, and I'd give them 50% of what they get, they derive from all of this. Okay, I say to your listeners, do not be afraid. Become an affiliate of Duke Street Mall. Propagate that link to everyone in your Facebook, everyone in your email, and tell them, hey, I'm in business. I'm in a gifts and collectibles business. Do business with me. It's nice to be able to come downstairs or upstairs, wherever your computer is, in your pajama, and see, wow, I've got money coming in. I got 50 orders today. There's nothing wrong with that. The key thing is that it's not a multi-level marketing. You don't have to go out and find someone else to make money. I'm giving you that opportunity to make that money now. Okay, one of the things I'm trying to do is to, not trying to do, one of the things that's on my docket is to have people do home shows for me. And from that home shows, they get a percentage of whatever they sell. There are always bonuses involved. Right now I've got $3,000 worth of gift cards sitting someplace on some sofa or something. I want to give that out. So the first, for those folks on this call who come in and be an affiliate, and not only that, not being an affiliate is okay, but buy something, I'm going to be giving you something back. I don't want to be telling you what you're going to get back, because, you know, it depends on what my inventory is. I've got $10 mm-hmm. gift cards, and this is real money. This is raw money. I've got 10, I've got 25, I've got 50s, okay? Mm-hmm. Again, if somebody can buy maybe about $150 worth, I'll take $50 off, but in essence, I'll send them a gift card for 50 for the next time around. So, you know, it's a win-win situation, and I'm asking everyone to support me, okay?
All right.
You talked about the future. I've got plans up to the next year, March, because
wonderful.
I've learned a long time ago, you make your plan and plan your work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to be in Trinidad in October. I know mm-hmm. that next year this time I'm preparing for a European cruise, which I'm going to be managing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this year there's so many big anniversaries in my family, and I'm celebrating from now. But besides that, we have to take control, because this morning I coined something. It says, drive yourself to success. Don't
mm-hmm.
let anybody dictate to you, because even your friends, your family, they never had an interest in what you do. Because if some of us remember this quotation, I hope all of us who's listening to me right now, write this down. Success has many fathers, defeat is an orphan.
Mm.
Okay? So when you become successful, everybody claim, hey, I bought something from that guy. That's why he lives on that house on the hill and he's driving a Phantom Rolls Royce. I'm not going to buy any of that kind of stuff anyhow. But how can you get there unless you participate? Because if someone participates, perhaps they can have the same thing I have. I don't get all excited about material stuff. My mission on earth is to help somebody. And I'm offering Duke Street Mall as I don't care if you have a job as an associate professor or full professor or owner of a store or whatever. This is an opportunity for you to get involved. Okay.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for you to get your plan B. So
yes,
please slowly give the people the contact information and the links where to go. And after we get off the air, please go and put it on my page so Maxine can get it off there.
Okay, and tell Maxine I'm adding her to my Facebook, because I think I have isolated her and discovered her. So I hope she says yes to be a part of my Facebook. Yes.
And Walter Mish. Walter, M-I-S-H, you can add him. Walter, you got to be nice to him, because he could be one of your... your producer on your producing team. So be nice to him, Walter. I'm telling you, he is good to have on team, Walter. So reach out to him.
Okay, I know I've got a few minutes. I know I've got a very few minutes left.
Yes,
let me just let me just wind it off. First of all,
take 2.5 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much for being a part of me, part of my life, in terms of giving me this opportunity. This doesn't happen to anybody, and I feel blessed that you offered me this. The only thing is I hoped I had like a week so I can build up my base. I've got close to 5,000 people in my Facebook, for which I trimmed about 400 in the past 3 or 4 months, because I don't want people in there who's not enhancing my life. People on the call, please listen very carefully. You can see my information at Duke Street Mall. Of course, you know, http://www.DukeStreetMall2.com. Okay, that's where you can.
And
that's where
those
you can
people
see
in the those people in the chat room, Walter, already put it in the chat room. So,
okay,
yeah.
And if you want to make specific inquiries from me, you can send me an inquiry at info@DukeStreetMall2.com. Okay, my hands, there's 24 hours in a day. According to my fraternity, tells me that you put 8 hours for God, 8 hours for work, and 8 hours for recreation. I think I'm breaking that rule. I may work 16, 17 hours a day, so I don't know who's not getting one. But God gets the 24 hours. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm asking all of you on the call to link up with me, become a part of Duke Street, buy something from me. It's going to be a great experience because Dr. Daphne had looked at all these things, and I'm sure she has approved what's there. And I just want you all to be a part of mine. And I thank you very much for this opportunity. But remember now, drive yourself to success. Don't let anybody drive you. Don't let anyone decide what you're going to be. You decide yourself.
Thank you. I love where you said that success has many fathers and failure is an orphan. I hope that everybody engraves that so they remember it. Because it is so true. Know that when you start, nobody's going to be there but you. But once you become successful, I always know you were good. Girl, I knew you were good.
Yes,
so remember that. Remember that. And don't wait to get people's success approval of you. You go out and create your own. I want to thank you, Mr. Forrest. I want to thank Mr. Tedler for coming on. And you're right. If I had not gone there and approved those things, I wouldn't have you on here.
Thank you.
Sharing your story and sharing about the Duke Street Mall. But I see that it is something that is worth pursuing. So I want to thank you. And as always, remember that you were called for a destiny. And even when you're operating in your destiny, you need to have, you need to develop and establish a plan B that will help you to live the extremely lucrative and abundant life that you were called to do. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne. And you know what? I love each and every one of you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. And in the meantime, go to GoFundMe today and donate. Help to
call it destiny, will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you